Welcome to the Gum Guru Podcast. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm Jason Kong here with Dr. Macon Singletary. Dr. Singletary, how are you doing today?
Better than I deserve. Happy summer, everybody. First day of summer.
You know, we're trying to stay cool as best we can at this time. It feels like the heat has come on a little bit early this year, but that's okay. That's okay. We're, you know, it's what we sign up for here in North Carolina. Well, we've got a wonderful program laid out for today, and I had to double check and make sure, you know, which podcast this is, because this is the Gum Guru, but we're going to be talking about artificial intelligence, and we hear about artificial intelligence, you know, it seems like all the time now in the news, but one space which, you know, at least in my personal world, I don't hear about it much is in your world, in dentistry. So tell us about how AI is impacting your world.
Well, it's significant, and I need all the help I can get, whether it's artificial or not, but artificial intelligence has been incorporated in the medical dental field in a big way, and the technology is phenomenal. In our practice, there are a couple of venues particularly, and one is the using artificial intelligence to interpret radiographs or x-rays. And you have to take it with a grain of salt. It is a phenomenal tool, and some people say, well, it'll shorten your clinical time. Actually, I think it increases my clinical time because it's showing things that I probably wouldn't see or recognize as an issue, but it points it out very early. So that's one of the things you have to take it with a grain of salt. You have to, first of all, information in, information out. If the information that's being put into the artificial intelligence, the interpretation of it, this particular group is called Pearl AI. It has to have good views. You know, the radiographs have to be accurate and have not overlap. But it helps us point out things to the patients and to myself that I need to go back and check. And it could be a discrepancy in the enamel. You know, somebody that's had braces once upon a time. You know, it may not be decay, but a little enamel hypocalcification where the bracket has been and maybe the enamel is demineralized a little bit under there. It's not decay, but it shows up as a radiolucency.
Gotcha. So how does this work? Is it basically taking from past experiences and just sort of creating a database and saying, okay, based on what this is showing, this is what you may need to look out for? Is that sort of a dumbed down version of it?
It takes the information, it passes through. You can put the AI on it, or you can take it off to clear things up. But at this point, since it's so new, it doesn't take information from a year ago, but it has to be recent.
Gotcha.
But from now on out, you know, every x-ray or radiograph, and we're digital, so it will interpret it, and I can have it on there, I can have it off. And it, from a legal point of view, it really is important that the doctor goes back and interprets it, because there are false positives with it. It's great. It's a sort of new, and patients like to see it. I like it because it does help show me, particularly in periodontal disease, it'll show areas of decay, but also bone loss, and it measures the bone loss. And, you know, 50% of the adult population above the age of 30 has some form of bone loss, 75% above the age of 60. And, you know, I can show patients, and really when I interpret the medical history and the radiographs, I was in an artificial intelligence seminar in general 2 or 3 months ago, and they said, we're going to do away with the probe. And I texted back and said, no, you're not going to do away with the probe. You can't tell active gum disease, inflammatory gum disease, by looking at a 3D image or a scan or a radiograph. It's only past history. And so you have to understand that. This is what we've seen. What's going to happen? You know, and that's where you will never replace a healthcare provider, because we have to interpret it. Then we have to decide, what does the patient need to invest in, and how to what's the best route for that patient? There's another aspect of artificial intelligence. Of course, we do the chat deal, GBT, and you know, you can put a document in. You can say, I want to write a employee review and put it in there, and it'll come out in a more professional. I'm a chemistry major, so it still helps me because I don't write sentences. I do equations. But that's a format that's available. Another format's called patient's notes. And actually, this is really new. Like yesterday, we sat down with my treatment coordinator, Dan Gordon, and we sort of role-played. He was the patient, and I was interviewing him as an initial exam, and it was recording my notes, what I always look at, medical history, the radiographs, the probings, and going through the medical history, going through the experiences he's had with previous dentists or previous treatment, periodontal therapy of any kind. And we push a button, and it sends out a resume of what we talked about. And in our profession, when we do an exam on somebody, the sort of general format is SOAP, subjective, objective assessment plan. Patient comes in, they tell me what's going on. I always try to listen to what their primary concern is. The house may be burning up, but they're focusing on a little chair on the side, and I got to help that patient get through that and interpret the way everything else is going on. But this has a way of taking that and putting it in a format. When I'm done, I can put it in my notes. It's really sort of cool.
That does sound cool. I mean, it sounds like it's a valuable tool for you, and that, in some instances, it sounds like it'll save you some time. In other instances, it seems like AI can help augment some things that you're currently doing. What does this mean for the experience of your patients?
Well, I think we live in a world now where patients want to know more when they come in. Most of my patients come in, they've Googled, our office. They've listened to some of my podcasts. I had a person the other day, she actually is from Russia, and she said, "I listened to all your podcasts and I've learned a lot, And so they'll come in, and they're really, when they walk through my front door, they're invested in the fact that they want to save their teeth, and they want to know as much as they can, and that's what I like to do. I mean, I like to share information. I like to be able to help the individual understand why they are where they are, and the artificial intelligence is just another tool that I can put before them, and I can even hand them, this resume when we're done. I hand them the artificial intelligence interpretation of their radiographs, and it shows on the sheet where the area of in question may be, and of course I will evaluate it and I give it to them, and they can take it to their general dentist and they can look at it. So it really gives the patients confidence that whatever treatment they're receiving is appropriate.
Are there any other ways that you're using AI, or maybe are there other ways that you see down the road where you're hopeful that, AI can be integrated, or you see that, this is something that it may not be available now, but maybe a few years from now, I could see where this would have a big impact?
Well, I mean, as far as placing implants, and we're using a lot of the scans now to help us, but it probably will place the implants for us, or put it on the scan and this is where it should go, and the machine does it. I mean, right now we have robotics that does sort of take information, and then the robot does the implant placement. It's bulky. It's called Yomi. University of West Virginia is working on that. I've worked with it at a meeting, and it's bulky. I sort of don't like it, but eventually it'll be more compact and more efficient. Insurance companies are using it now, and this is where it behooves the provider to provide information that's accurate as it can be. When I do an exam, the numbers I put in, I use the Florida Probe, which is a form of artificial intelligence. It takes my information and puts it on a chart, probing depths, recession levels, bleeding, and it comes out on a chart form with all the information on it. And when I send that off to an insurance company, there's certain parameters they look at, and they're using artificial intelligence. When you submit your claim, if there's anything off kilter or not inside their parameters, they spit it back. So it's going to make us be more efficient and more accurate with our interpretation of information that we give them. And in a sense, that's good. We can't be sort of lackadaisical, you know, I got my notes right here. You know, it's hieroglyphics. You know, and once it's done on a computer and it's interpreted the way it should be interpreted, it's clear and succinct. And but that the insurance companies are using it, and in a sense, it's going to have to make us be more accurate with what we do.
Dr. Singletary, you mentioned insurance briefly. Can you expound a little bit more on how you're using AI with the insurance side of things?
Sure. Well, the insurance company is using it to take our claims and interpret it, but we can also do appeal letters with our artificial intelligence where we can help a patient get reimbursed using AI on our end to interpret our information and send it to the insurance company. It looks professional, and the insurance companies, once they get it, it's in their framework and their parameters. It fits their guidelines so that they'll review the claim and hopefully get back and reimburse the patient appropriately.
Well, hey, any insurance dollars back in our pockets, that's a win.
Oh, definitely.
All right, now I'm curious. Every episode we have an action step. What would be our action step for today?
Well, take it with a grain of salt. It is the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it really needs to be used wisely. And the information in is the information out. So if you got wrong information in, wrong information is going to come out. So it behooves the healthcare provider to be accurate with what they put in.
I think that's very well said, and that's the right perspective to have. And, you know, also as we're in this new age of artificial intelligence, you know, this is the worst it's going to be. You know, it's only going to improve from here. So I'm excited to see the other ways that you're going to be able to implement this with your patients, because, you know, anything that improves that experience for us, that's a win in our book. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of The Gum Guru. Thank you so much for listening.
If you would like to know more about ways to make sure your smile is healthy or more information on any of the treatments in today's discussion, check out their website at northraleighperio.com. If you have other questions you'd like to have answered on the Gum Guru podcast, send them to contact@northraleighperio.com.